world has changed an awful lot, they want you all to know. But they still hear the jokes they told 3,000 years ago. Back in the days of Pharaoh, the girls were shy on dress. Looking at the women of today, we see they wear much less. 3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago. Bum-bitty-um, bum-bitty-bitty-bum, 3,000 years ago.
Watch this.
Ripped in half, the Joker and the Devil. Lowering several, I'm lowering my level. Ripped in half, the Joker and the Devil. Ed De Niro. I'm running from the law, breaking the law.
No, actually, I gave you. Doing this now, we just sit and chat and kiss or anything we want to edit in.
Oh yeah,
I just didn't know if you're doing the same track or
no. It would just be too long to get through to actually find that shit. So I'd be like, it was easier to find this way.
Yeah. Well, as long as you have it in a way though that you're not gonna forget about this in case there's stuff you want to go back through.
I'll title it different. I'll title the episode.
Yeah.
Extra.
Now that I'm not like right up on the mic like I'm sucking it. Maybe you should turn my mic up more so I'm a little.
It only changes the thing. It only just changes how you hear you.
Yeah, well, I'd like to hear myself a little better. Thank you.
That better?
Yeah.
What?
My fucking wallet was killing my ass. I had to take it out.
You got a dildo for a wallet?
I do.
Welcome to Ripped in Half, episode 2.
Yeah.
I'm Jason.
I'm Steve. And this is a fuck-all.
Pretty much, it's a fuck-all.
It might not even be a whole episode. We might edit into another episode. Fuck it, who knows?
It might be the new first episode. So welcome to episode 1, or maybe 2. Bonus show.
Bonus
the content
round.
You couldn't hear after the show.
Bonus round.
Well, that we'll keep for the first one, or this one.
What?
The Scott Pilgrim conversation.
Yeah.
I think we had a lot more better ones at the bar, though. Well, actually, no, we didn't. We just mostly ripped. We're just making fucking quotes from the movie.
I know.
Yeah, we want an hour long of just movie quotes from a movie we just saw and like very much.
Even my 15-year-old loves the movie.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to Steph, and she was just telling me, oh, I just hear them both laughing in the fucking living room, just watching that movie over and over again. It's like, watch it. It's like, I ain't watching that shit.
Oh, no, yeah, the first time we watched it, so my 11-year-old was like, oh, dude, that sounds dumb, I don't want to watch it. Well, he'd hear us laugh, too, so he'd come in and check it out, but then he'd quickly walk out, trying to prove that, no, he's not into it. But then towards the end, he came back and watched it.
He's like making these little slow creep steps.
Yeah,
as he
pretty much. But
while hiding behind the kitchen, just peeking in.
No, me and my 15-year-old
pretending to make something just to overhear the.
Yeah, no, me and the 15-year-old though, we're just fucking laughing. We're rolling at this thing. Me more so than him because I, of course, get even more of the references than he does.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole Launchpad McQuack thing.
Oh yeah,
I loved it. But I know where that's from.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I know the two sources of where that's from. Do you? Nerd Challenge.
You missed some fucking epic music for that shit. DuckTales and Darkwing Duck.
Ah, good job. Yeah. Very nice. I think it's Gilbert I was talking to earlier about
that.
They
actually meet in another one, too. In one of the Darkwing Duck episodes, they cross-reference both of those characters. Like, he actually goes down to that little town where the fuck they live in.
Oh, I don't
and
remember
meets,
that part.
He meets them.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that part. And I see most of the episodes. I don't remember that.
And there's one where he actually ends up in, kind of crosses... They're cross paths at some point. I remember that episode because he's like, hey, this is my old friend. You know, this is my old boss or whatever the fuck.
I don't remember that.
He meets the kid. I think he meets Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I don't think he meets them, though.
Okay.
Scrooge.
Maybe.
Or he meets Gizmo Duck. One of the two.
Yes. It was a Gizmo Duck cross. He meets Gizmo Duck.
Yeah. He doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, you know, rival heroes.
I think that's why.
When I was talking to Gilbert about it, though, and he's like, yeah, they had another spinoff. Wasn't it a... what did he say it was? Not DuckTales. He had that. He got that one and Tailspin. I was like... No, dude, that's the Jungle Book characters.
That was a Jungle Book spinoff that put him in a weird place and time.
Yeah, I liked that show, though.
Oh, personally. Yeah. Oh, dude, what was the plane's name?
Oh, okay. Now we're really getting into nerd here.
Nerd challenge. I don't know the name either. So.
The Sea Duck.
Yes.
Yes, the Sea Duck. I love that show, too.
That was a great show, dude.
Oh, yeah, it was. But, no, I was talking to Gilbert, and he called out. I was like, no, dude, it was Darkwing Duck. Fucking Jim's daughter, Courtney Spindra. Yes! all remembering it. I was like, oh, I am such an uber nerd.
I was on YouTube as a chick who fucking acoustic songs the fucking Darkwing Duck song.
Dude, Darkwing
who
Duck
looks like she was way too young to even know, but, like, yeah. I don't know. It ran for a little bit longer after that one. Probably replayed on Disney Channel, didn't it? I don't know. It was always weird to me. Some cartoons... where Disney cartoons didn't really play on Disney Channel at the time, or even replayed. Because I mean, it was part of Saturday Morning Cartoon, which is ABC, which is owned by Disney, but still, they never, when you had the Disney Channel, those shows didn't come on.
I don't even remember what channel those shows were on.
I Bank 7, that was my... Because they had that whole thing, it had that... Oh, what's that other jungle show with the fucking... That cat with the long tail? And they mashed up a bunch of different cartoons, but they was mostly focused on one that had a fucking... He was also a detective.
Oh, Bonkers.
Yes.
Yeah,
and but they'd also smash in other cartoons that Timon and Pumbaa actually I think were later a spinoff from that show because they had little cartoons in that show.
Timon and Pumbaa was a spinoff of The Lion King.
No, but their own cartoon spinoff from that one show. Maybe Bonkers.
Maybe I don't remember. Well, Bonkers referenced a lot of different cartoons because that was like a newer cartoon version of Roger Rabbit.
Okay. Yeah.
In that, you had humans and toons. Of course, even in Bonkers, though, the humans were a cartoon.
So that's not like Roger Rabbit at all.
You missed the point of that.
They're all cartoons, though.
Yes, but the humans are still humans, and the toons were toons.
It's more like Cool World, if anything. Roger Rabbit's like, Cool World is like Roger Rabbit.
The Cool World is more like Roger Rabbit meets Spawn.
I mean, a lot of different cartoons have animals and people together like it's no thing.
Yeah, I know. They were really big on doing that back in the day. A fish named Wanda.
That was a cartoon, dude?
The dude was real, but the fish was a cartoon.
Fish was a fish.
That was a cartoon.
Oh, I'm thinking of Splash. Never mind.
Splash wasn't a cartoon. It was mermaids.
Yeah, I know.
And Tom Hanks, I think. And Daryl Hannah, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure about Daryl Hannah, but I don't think about Tom Hanks. No.
I think it was. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think really the only movie with Daryl Hannah I liked, though, was Memoirs of the Invisible Man with Chevy Chase. That was a good movie. Although, the one thing I never understood when it comes to anything with the Invisible Man is when he eats or drinks things.
You think it would stay in his stomach, huh?
Well,
like you'd see it because it's not part of him. Well, it is part of him now.
No, that's the thing, though. You tend to see these.
Well, the
things.
Same thing with clothes. Like you're invisible. Your clothes are not invisible.
I understand that.
Especially if something made you invisible.
No, I understand that part. Like in Memoirs of the Invisible Man, you see him put a piece of gum in his mouth, and you can see him chewing up the gum and what it looks like when it does it. Or when he eats the Chinese food and it goes into his stomach, and then he's watching it, and you see his stomach bubble up, and he throws up everything. You see all that. And that never made sense to me, considering that once it's in his body, it's hidden by the invisibleness.
So you assume it would just be disappeared as soon as it entered his mouth?
Why wouldn't it?
Okay, that makes sense.
Because he still has the mouth and it's closing over it. It's just he's invisible. Well, when something enters into his body, you still wouldn't see it.
I think you wouldn't see it, really, until it entered about right here.
Why would you see it there, too?
You'd have to chew it up.
No, but you...
Because at first it has to start reacting with you. I think once you start actually digesting, it would slowly go away.
Why?
Because
it's still
not part
in
of you.
Your...
It's not... Your body hasn't soaked it up yet. No way is your body soaked up whatever made you invisible.
But it's still in the body, and so even though you're invisible outwards, once it enters into your body, it's still hidden,
behind something that's invisible.
Yes. No, exactly.
You're trying to make something that's able to see hide behind something that's invisible.
Well, there's a difference. There's a difference between hiding behind something that's invisible.
It is hiding behind something
as opposed
invisible.
To what's inside.
Inside something invisible.
Yes.
I think actually you should be able to see that for a while, and it should slowly go away. As your body absorbs it, it becomes part of your natural being of the invisible.
You don't see the urine.
It should instantly convert itself to visible.
Well, see, I think it should go straight invisible. I mean, you don't see the urine build up. You don't see the fucking shit build up in his
rectum.
That
is part of you. It's still inside you, yes.
But it...
Pee should come out. No, even pee should be invisible.
Why?
Because it was still part of you.
Not necessarily. All it is it's part of the food that you have not absorbed.
You've absorbed that. You've done it. It's not absorbed, but it's rejected. But it's still part of you. It has something in it. Especially if you do drugs, it's still in. Drugs are still in it.
I think once it enters in, it should all be invisible.
Like, especially if somehow something chemically made you invisible. That means everything in your body is chemically absorbed.
It makes you
the invisible potion.
It makes you invisible from the outside.
And so when you eat something, it should be waited till your body absorbs it to be invisible.
But see, that's
invisible.
The thing. It makes you invisible from the outside.
It's inside, too. You see through the person.
You see through the person because they're still invisible.
You're
still
trying
to
make
sure, into their body.
You're still trying to make it hide behind something that's invisible. It can't happen.
No, it's not hiding in. It's hiding through. There is a difference. And I'm sorry. I think that it should all be invisible.
It shouldn't be invisible, actually. It should be eventually digested and slowly disappear. That's how I think of invisibility.
I don't.
I also don't understand why clothes, though, do. I don't understand.
Well.
Depends who puts a take on it.
No, so that's the thing. Now, that part is kind of explained in the whole Memoirs of the Invisible Man thing, is it's the clothes that he's wearing at the time go invisible, too. Because just like half of that fucking building went invisible.
I believe it more with Heroes, though.
I haven't seen that part. I only kind of... I never saw the whole show.
Saw all of Heroes?
No. Because I never caught it when it was on.
You turn in your nerd card right now.
I know. No, because...
These first scenes, season one. I have season one. I'll lend you season
one. Okay, no, that'd be great. This is why I haven't watched Heroes. By the time I realized the show was on and when it was on, I had already missed so much of it that I wanted to wait until, regardless of how long the series was going to be, I wanted to wait until it was on DVD and start with the first season on.
The fucked up thing is that when it started to get good again...
They ended it. It ended, yeah. They canceled it and didn't even let them wrap it up, I know.
It's so fucked up. But the first season, which is great on its own, it does make you want, like, I want more.
Yeah.
Then you watch season two, and you're like, and season three, which is, all right, season four, yeah. And that's pretty much how Heroes worked. And then it's gone.
No, yeah, I wanted to see Heroes. I do. It's just...
But I have season one. I'll give you...
That's cool.
When you give me my books back, I'll give you season one. It's like a library.
Okay, that's cool. I wanted to wait until they're on DVD because I'd miss so much. I want to wait until they're on DVD and see them from episode one on.
Oh, man, you're so... Like, once I saw that concept of people, like, normal people being heroes, once I heard this show was going to happen, I was like, I want to see this.
No, I did too. But like I said, I never caught it at first when it was on. And by the time I realized, I'd missed so much of it that I never caught it.
And I thought I was disconnected from shows, dude.
No, I know. The only reason why I know I watched No Modern Family is I'd heard about it. I wanted to see it. I just never knew it was on. And then I'd forgotten about it until I'm on Hulu one day and it happens on that page where it shows like side scroll stuff.
I wish I found that fast.
I saw it, and I started watching it.
Is that show good? Modern Family.
No Ordinary Family.
Oh, you said Modern Family.
I said No Modern Family. Yeah, I messed up. No Ordinary Family.
Okay, I thought you meant Modern Family, because I heard that's actually really good, too.
It's funny. I've seen parts of it. No Ordinary Family is pretty good. The problem with it on Hulu is they only have, like, X amount of episodes.
They only do the last six.
They have them all on there.
However, you got to pay now.
Yeah, so many of the episodes are Hulu Plus exclusive.
I'm actually considering doing Hulu Plus, but like some shows...
If I had the money, I would.
Yes and no, but like, okay, like in my situation, like if it would only me cutting out my cable entirely.
Yeah.
And would I do that to buy only internet accounts? So I'd buy Hulu and Netflix, because that's somehow I think that's all I'd need.
Mm-hmm.
And internet.
Well, you know...
Would that add up enough to be worth it?
Maybe. You know what seems interesting to me is that new one, too.
Or,
that, you plug into your TV and it's powered by Google and you can look up all the shows.
Oh, yeah, Google TV or an Apple TV.
Oh, no, it's not a Google TV. It's an external device.
Yeah, I know. That's the same way Apple TV works. They have... And also a thing called it's not a Sling Box. It's a Roku Box, which is also the same...
I think it's called
a Roku Box, which is pretty much the same thing. It gets shows off. They have deals with different networks. that they'll put their content and you stream it live through the internet.
Yeah.
Rather than have any kind of cable or any kind of things, you can't watch.
Well, okay.
You do miss something because now everybody has a contract with everyone else.
Yeah.
So, like, you would have to have multiple devices and possibly pay for different devices. Things.
Well, here's the one I'm curious about, too, along that same line, is that new video game one they have.
Oh, I did. I saw that commercial for that.
It's only it's only like $100, and I guess like you can play all these games online, and they show like Assassin's Creed.
The device is a fucking $100.
Yeah,
the actual the little box is $100.
Yeah, and yeah, you play the games through pretty much online that way. Like I've seen Assassin's Creed, fucking.
So you get a streaming game?
I guess. Yeah, because
I'd have to pay to download per game. Because if I had to pay each game, I might as well just fucking go through Xbox Live.
That's the thing. I don't know. But see, here's the thing, and this is where I'm curious about. Because if you look at it, the buttons it just looks just like a 360 or PS3 controller. Because let's face it, their button schematics are the exact fucking same. And that being said,
okay, are you comparing a PS3 controller to a Xbox 360 controller?
As far as the button schematics, it's the exact same.
What I would like to do is have a device like that. That if I could switch out controllers, whatever I want.
Well, no, it has its own controller.
That's bullshit. Especially if you're playing certain games.
The device has its own controller.
That's not going to work.
Well, and see, and that's where I was curious, because like I said, I've seen...
Because a 360 is good for shooters. A PS3 is not.
If
you ever played PS3, it's not the same for shooters.
Well, the PS3 controller is the same thing as the 360 PS2. 360
is
made...
PS3 is... I mean, Xbox 360 is... I don't know why it works, but it somehow... The feel works for a shooter game.
Well, because the joystick's up here and
stuff. Yeah, the reaction is a lot better to me.
I don't know. I've never noticed.
If I play a fighting game, I probably might lean more towards a fucking PS3 kind of shit.
Can't say that
or an action fucking game.
I can't say I've really noticed a difference.
But you adapt, but still, like if I had to just instantly or a Sega controller,
I've seen
a 6-button Sega controller. Yeah, that's awesome for fighting games.
Oh fuck yeah. When I see the commercial for it, because they show images on it from, like, fucking God of War, Assassin's Creed, all these other games. Like, some of them I think, like, wait, isn't that one Xbox exclusive? That one's PS exclusive. Wait a minute. So I don't know how this thing works. I don't.
It can't be just buying the system, because they will not do that. You have to pay after that.
I don't know.
And it can't be a good price.
Like I said, I don't know.
And they seem like old games.
Well, like I said, I don't know. I want to check it out. I want to learn more about it.
Someone nerd call this guy right now and after you flame him?
Yeah.
Fucking tell him how much it costs or what the fuck it is.
No, it costs fucking $100.
The little box costs $100.
Yeah.
It's probably got so many gigs in it to hold a game. This fool's got his fucking leg wrapped in the cord because we don't have a wireless setup. Or a real studio.
No, it could be. It could be that you also have to pay a monthly fee. I'm assuming if that's the case, it's not going to be a ridiculously large monthly fee.
Okay,
I don't see it being no different than a Gamefly account. The only difference is
instead of have a Gamefly account.
No, but I'm saying the only difference is instead of ordering a Gamefly account and waiting for that CD to arrive,
it comes quick. I did the trial. It comes really, really fast.
I understand that it comes quick. However, then you also have to mail it back, wait for them to get it for them to mail your next one, and also if
you get two at a time, you know that, right?
I understand that. Well, the other problem with that is that if you lose or damage a disc, you have to pay for it, and therefore you're paying pretty much the cost of buying the brand new game.
You can,
as opposed to this, where you can just play it
live. You can also cheat them and buy the game off of them if you wanted to.
Yeah.
The only problem is taking off that sticker.
Yeah.
I've done that with fucking video stores all the time.
I just fucking
blow dry the sticker off, put it back, new game, and say, like, this shit's scratched.
Yeah.
I'll do that to Blockbuster probably when they close. We have that Blockbuster still open. That amazes me.
Yeah.
That one by our house, we live by a Blockbuster that's actually open. Get that.
I know, especially because Blockbuster is now our fucking Netflix-like, too.
They tried to do that Netflix type of shit. It didn't work out for them, actually.
No, they do still have it. And actually, the only thing I think that's neat about that above the whole Netflix thing is that if you want a certain movie, but say all their mailing ones are out.
You can go down there and get it?
Yeah, but lo and behold, the store that you live by happen to have it, you can go down there and pick it up. Also, instead of, oh shit, I need to hurry and get this in the mail. You don't have to put it in the mail. You just take it to the fucking store and drop it off, too.
There's no reason to have to put it in the mail.
No. No, I'm saying put it in the mail to send it back. And, you know, you could, whereas I Netflix, you have to do that with Blockbuster, you could do that, or you can just go down there, here
I
you
think,
go, and they
I think
it
the convenience in that, which actually is pretty good, is that because all I have to do is scan it, and once it's scanned, you can go back home and just order a new one.
Yeah.
That is a good thing, but, like,
or
some
in
people
the case
don't
want to
leave their house.
Oh, no, say, or in the case that, oh, shit, you missed the mail, now you have to wait another fucking day. No, you can just take it down there.
Or you can go to the post office. You can drive your lazy ass to the post office.
Okay, but I'm saying, okay, it happens.
You know, there's a post office mailbox in certain places. You know, you just go, boop.
Yeah, but they're only fucking picked up, like, every, at this time.
There's
of
a
time
of actually,
day.
There's a time thing of how many times they check that thing a day.
The point is, though,
it's written on the box.
Okay, but the point is, say you work a certain schedule to where you can't fucking do it. Yo, and you forgot to get it in your mailbox where you left for work. Okay, well, there's that convenience of, oh, well, instead of waiting the next fucking day, just take it to the store. There you go.
Okay, so, you don't wait for processing time. Okay, I get that. And that is really good. I do like that idea. But
it has some of its conveniences, but no, I don't see it beating out Netflix.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. I don't see it beating that out at all. Now, like I said.
But you can also, you know, how can you not forget that before you go to work? You just leave it in your own mailbox.
Some people get busy. It happens. My dad does.
Your house is, your mailbox is several feet away from your front fucking door.
My dad doesn't. He's a fucking Netflix.
How do you pay fucking bills? You throw it in with your bills. If people, for people who still pay bills through the mail,
yeah,
which is also my parents too.
One of people. Yeah,
no, my parents are in that too. They still pay bills through the mail. They still buy stamps.
Your parents are like
the only ones keeping the post office going.
Yeah, your parents are in that exclusive club.
Your parents
of them.
And mine are the ones who still keep the post office fucking going because I still pay my bills online. I still get my bills through the mail.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to give me a discount to have paperless fucking bills. Then I'll actually agree to that shit. Otherwise, my bills stack up. But my dad burns them.
Yeah. That's great for fireplaces.
No, he does. He's like, I just give them to him and he'll set them on fire.
Yeah. No, I see this thing. Yeah, as intriguing as it is, I see it more as it's the Sega Channel all over again.
The Sega Channel. That's a fucking
And
you just said the Sega Channel.
I know. No, that's why I said
you're
see
pulling up a creep in my brain that's been dead since Sega Saturn.
Before Sega Saturn, even.
Oh, the fucking Dreamcast.
Yeah, well,
back when that thing could go online for no reason whatsoever.
I know.
It's like, it can go on internet. It's like, why?
Yeah. Yeah, now
you can't play nobody. You can't even go on the internet.
Yeah. And nowadays, it's
it existed.
A game
it
system
a,
without internet?
It had a phone line for no reason.
Yeah. Well, it's like nowadays, you know, the whole idea of a console without internet capability is unfathomable.
Yes, it cannot be fathomed.
Yeah, I know. You know, I see this thing going the way of the Sega Channel. It's cool. It's here. It's going to be dead in a couple months.
Hey, that's what happens in a lot of shit these days.
Although I did like the Sega Channel. It was convenient. You know, every month, the whole fucking, like, 60 new games that you've never played. Cool.
Different versions of fucking Sonic games.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about Sonic no more.
I do.
Sonic is an icon for that system, but Sonic, I didn't really care for.
I like the Sonic games.
I never.
But you know my
all-time. You own one Sonic game, you own them all. Let's get it straight. It's how it happens. Unless you want the one with the fucking guns. For some reason, they got badass.
Shadow.
And they have fucking guns, and they're battling. Like, what the fuck happened here?
Shadow, yeah.
I'm Shadow Sonic.
Yeah.
Nega Sonic.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
No, that was Robo Sonic, was Nega Sonic. No, you know.
Then they brought Knuckles, which.
The Echidna, yeah.
I won, Sonic and Knuckles? I won that in a contest.
Did you?
There was a freaking weird Sonic thing, and you won like a system. I don't remember. It might have been Saturn, I don't know. But you entered your name in. And I entered my name in, you know. Like, I was like, hey, I could win. I got this box in the mail. I was like, hey. You didn't win, but you won, you know, the runners-up. And every runners-up, which is like a fucking couple hundred people, won a free Sonic Knuckles game. Which is cool, because they had a thing on the top.
Yeah, you put the other Sonic games in, and you can play them as Knuckles.
Yeah, you can play a bonus round, too. Like, you can play a Knuckles, and you can play a bonus round.
Yeah.
Like a weird bonus. Like, if you put any other game, Sega game, other than a Sonic game, you could play a weird bonus game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like it said that, like, well, actually, I read that later in a Tips and Tricks magazine.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but no, see, I thought that was neat because you could put Sonic 1 in there and play through the game as Knuckles, which was kind of cool. Same with the other games. Now, I get to, when you play one Sonic game, you've played them all. at least with the original series. However, see, and this is one thing I liked about them is that when it came to the first Sonic game, you're only limited to doing so much. The second one, I got power spins, some other cool moves, and the gameplay got progressively more difficult. Especially the fucking labyrinth levels. God, I hated the labyrinth levels. Well, no, they got progressively more difficult.
And see, to me, it's progressively more the same. Of the same, even the well, as it got more difficult, it's more difficult in the same way. Like you just, it's hard to get everything you want. Like
yeah.
Sometimes I'd get addicted to trying to get a certain thing. Like I want to go this way and do this trick.
Yeah,
and I'm
well.
I'm,
the thing that made it more like
I could,
really
I could easily speed through it if I wanted to.
Yeah,
but I want that.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's what really became the pain in the ass is because the ultimate goal was to unlock the bonus round so you can get the Chaos Emeralds. And in every game, they had different ways of doing the Chaos Emeralds, and each one was a fucking bitch. They were hard. They were hard to get them so you could become Super Sonic, which like was like the ultimate hard-on of the Sonic genre because Super Sonic was the shit. And here's a funny thing is... I even Wikipedia'd the Sonic the Hedgehog series.
Fag.
You know there's actually a storyline to it? And each...
Of the history of him and Dr. Robotnik?
Yeah, yeah. As far as everything going on and with the game...
They still butt-fuck each
other? Each game...
They butt-fuck each other.
They did. Each game...
And Knuckles was a thing for fisting.
He was. Each game...
Was Knuckles a chick?
No, he was a dude.
Okay, just wondering.
A Jamaican dude, actually.
Was a Jamaican dude?
Well, kind of Jamaican. He had dreadlocks.
Named Knuckles.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, which is a total black name.
Only if he had fucking gold rings on his fucking fist.
No, those were what they were collecting, remember?
That's where he wears them at.
Well, no.
He's also a pimp.
Each game, though, takes place right... after each other. Bam, bam, bam. Every one of them. Including Sonic and Knuckles. Which is funny because you'd figure, okay, that takes place after Sonic 3, so that would be Sonic 4. No, they actually just came out with Sonic 4, which is a downloadable game you can get on Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network. Sonic and Knuckles just follows in between the two, but takes place immediately after Sonic 3. And when I read the fucking backstory to him, I was like, God damn, this is more depth than they tell you in the game.
That's what's always weird. Like, who then... Is this stuff made up?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you see the little intro in the game, and you see the little story they try to make in most games, which are really short, especially old fucking, 16-bit games.
Yeah.
And then hold this big-ass elaborate story is invented. Well, where? No.
Apparently...
Wow, I heard that too. So that's on mic. This whole right. Fucking sharded right now.
I did. No, apparently it's one of those, if you really want to get in-depth to the story, you do kind of have to research it. But yeah, like the whole Knuckles thing, yeah, apparently turns out the way that whole thing plays out is that robot...
But I think these guys who invent these games... pulled this shit out their ass. It's like, we want to know. Nerds come up to him. What do you want to know? What the fucking backstory is? Yeah. All right, he's from fucking Mars. He's fucking addicted to crack, and he comes to fucking game. It doesn't matter what you tell them.
Well, no, I guess it turns out.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it turns out with Knuckles' whole story, why he was a bad guy at first, is because Robotnik convinced him that Sonic was the bad guy and had stolen Knuckles' precious, not the Chaos Emeralds, some other emerald gems that he's supposed to be the guardian of. So Knuckles is just trying to get them back.
Wait a minute. Then where did Knuckles come from? Then he invented him?
No, Knuckles is actually on a floating island. He lives on a floating island, last of his kind.
This guy comes up and says, you know why your island's all fucked up?
No.
This guy.
No. The thing, he lives on a floating island. He's a guardian of these fucking crystals, which is what makes...
He's in a mining town?
Kind of. Kind of. And it's what makes his island float.
You get that. I love you. Just send me a tweet that you know what I'm talking about, and I will fucking butt fuck you.
But Robotnik convinces him that, no, Sonic stole him. If you don't get it back, your island's going to crash. We'll find out, Robotnik.
Into what?
Into the fucking Earth below. It's a floating island.
Why don't I just live on the Earth below?
That's not the point. It's a floating island protecting these almighty gems. Anyways.
The gems are all gone. You did a great job.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the thing. That's what Robotnik. That's what Robotnik convinces Knuckles. Finds out eventually that no, these are something else called Chaos Emeralds. Well, afterwards,
this is not in the game though. When is this?
No.
Is this story invented? Play the game, and you know what? You just play the game. No, and get the
that's
coin.
The thing. The story of
like,
it.
I like playing the game. Like get the coins, and like you know, it's really hard.
Yeah.
But there's no like little.
The story is told.
What happened here?
The story is told in little quick clips, but there's no like words to tell you. It's more look at the picture and put it together type of thing. That's
then
what
someone
it is.
Put up the picture. It's off Wikipedia. Okay, who put that story together?
Whoever went and actually investigated the shit. People actually do
investigated?
It. Yeah, no, people actually
and
do it.
And he also did the fucking preview of Battlestar Galactica 5, you know. He didn't fucking...
I
doesn't
like
know
Battlestar,
shit.
Fuck you.
It doesn't matter. He fucking did that, and, you know, he invented both of those.
Yeah, okay.
Some stuff in Wikipedia is a lie.
Yeah, but once you read it and remember the games and put two and two together, you go, aha, it makes sense now. Why are we on, you know,
some
honestly?
Some clever person could have did that, you know.
You know, I'm going to say, honestly, I don't know why we got on the Sonic topic. It's very boring. Delete.
It is, because it's a boring-ass game.
Yeah, it is. Delete that conversation.
Actually, it's a really good conversation. It's not, but still.
No, like, it's boring.
We got into it, you know. There might be some, like, people thinking, like, yeah, why is that fucking existing? Still. Like, that's their fucking main franchise of Sega. That's where they die. That's all they have is fucking Sonic.
You know,
name a game, exclusive Sega only game besides Sonic, though.
Comic Zone.
Again, doesn't exist now, doesn't exist anywhere. And is that a feature of something you think of Sega only as a. Well, yeah, because it only exists in Sega and only you remember, but.
Comic Zone was actually fun. That was such a hard fucking game.
Because back in the day, a lot of games, if you got it for Sega, you automatically had it for Nintendo no matter what.
Well, no, because as far as Comic Zone, it was only Sega. I think so was Decap Attack.
Wait a minute, Comic Zone?
Yes. The game about the artist dude draws his comic but then gets sucked into it.
Yeah.
And so you
have
your pet rat
to find
that.
I really remember that game.
Yeah, okay.
That's a badass game, but I don't think of Sega as that's their symbol. Symbol is here, only fucking Sonic.
Here's a good one. Toe Jam and Earl.
Toe Jam?
Dude, those games were the shit.
All right.
Another Sega exclusive that was awesome and also a pain in the ass, Vector Man.
I do remember Vector Man.
It was fucking hard. Can never get past the second stage.
You're a pussy. I remember Vector Man. Tim. Oh, I wish Tim was here sometimes.
Vector
Tim,
Man and
Tim
Vector
and I
Man
used
too.
To play Vector Man.
Yeah. Game was fucking awesome. The fucking Bubsy game. Where you play as that fucking bobcat collecting balls of yarn against the aliens and shit.
I've never played Bubsy, man.
Dude, that game was fucking hard, too. That was fun.
But most general fun games seem always be, they were never exclusive.
Yeah. But I think Bubsy was exclusive.
A lot of stuff, if you got it in Sega, you usually have a Nintendo. Or if you got it in either one system, something was different.
No, maybe Bubsy was one of those. It was multi-platform.
Like Mortal Kombat was one, because they had the blood. Nintendo didn't, because Nintendo was a family game.
Nintendo didn't pick it up until like years later. And that's not until after Mortal Kombat 2 came out that they ended up releasing Mortal Kombat for the Nintendo as well.
I remember playing. I miss Mortal Kombat. But making the new Mortal Kombat, which
looks
fucking
cool
as fuck, dude.
You know what else looks cool? It's the new Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, fuck, dude. I saw that shit at Comic-Con. Oh, man, that shit looks awesome. You could play in Comic-Con, but you were limited characters.
I know. I want that fucking game. But the new Mortal Kombat looks a shit, too.
I'm still looking forward to fucking Marvel's fucking... Yeah, Marvel vs. fucking Capcom. I want to play that so bad.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3, I want that, yes.
When I was going to school, I've seen people fail classes... because of that game, because we used to have an arcade shit in the fucking cafeteria. That's all they did. It's like, you going to class? Like, no. And they fucking stay in the cafeteria playing video games.
Dude,
well,
you know how many
failed
fucking,
out of fucking school.
You know how major fucking gaming competitions were just based around just Marvel versus Capcom 2?
And Mortal Kombat.
Dude,
I've been
got,
in competition for Mortal Kombat.
No, I'm talking about Marvel versus Capcom 2. People even got ridiculous, got that fucking arcade pad, and we're fucking wicked with that shit.
I can't play with an arcade pad.
Neither can I.
You give me
the,
a six
the, joystick, the joystick thing fucks me up.
Yeah, I can play with a six-button controller like no other. You give me ones that are in line, like the Sega had a good one, a six-button controller. And
yeah, I know.
That's when Mortal Kombat 3 came out. I fucking everything. I fucking ruled that fucking game. And also, I had that for fucking... I had Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for PlayStation 2, which is supposed to be a rare game.
Yeah, because it was mostly just released on arcade. It's a rare game. Most gamer console gamers who you play that game use an arcade fucking controller.
I got a good amount on that shit, too.
I can't use those arcade controllers because that fucking joystick, when it comes to pulling off the certain moves, I'd rather have the fucking
A D-pad. Not the standard up-down, but like a roll, like the way the fucking...
Honestly, I'd rather the D-pad just because that's what I'm more accustomed to when it comes to the fighting games with super moves, because of all my times with Street Fighter and fucking Mortal Kombat using that fucking D-pad thing. You know, the down to down left, left fucking attack thing. I was awesome with that.
It's harder to jump like that, that's why.
I very rarely jump.
I'm not a
jumper person when it comes to that. Except for when you get those little bitches who do nothing but just crouch and uppercut. Then, yeah, I'll fucking jump and dive kick your ass, fuckers.
I need jumps. Just to back away defense and shit like that.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, dude, like, fucking... When I was seeing the fucking previous Marvel vs. Capcom, I'm like, oh, my God, this is fucking bomb. And fucking, like, we talked about this before, like, not on mic, but fucking... The Deadpool ones are fucking... That videos on YouTube for Deadpool playing that game. Oh, my God. That's fucking excellent. Because he'll do fuck around because it's Deadpool.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll fucking punch your ass and do the Hayuken. Yeah. Just to fuck you. But, like, he has some great-ass lines, dude. It's like, he's fucking shooting you with fucking two fucking guns. He's like, I love me some guns. And when you fucking die, if you die as him, he'll be like, you pushed the wrong button. Yeah. As he's fucking dying. He's like, that. You, like, you fucked up.
Yeah. Well, and I like, too, because I saw that just how in Marvel vs. Capcom 2, for one of the Capcom characters, they used Jill Valentine from the Marvel series. Well, in this one, it's Chris Redfield.
And he'll fucking pull out a bunch of fucking weapons, dude. Super move, like, he'll bring out the fucking grenade launcher. He'll fucking do all kinds of fucking crazy shit.
My favorite characters to use in Marvel vs. Capcom, though, out of my three-pack, the main two that I always had in stock... Or Wolverine.
Yeah, because he could come back. He regenerated himself over time. If you let him sit back for a while, he'll come back. Yeah. You play for a while, let him kill.
Like, no, but he was also a powerhouse.
Yeah.
And I'd use him as my main character, but I'd always have Venom as my backup to where when you...
Oh, when he does that fucking shit where you can go across the floor or do that fucking kill people far away. That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, you unleash that combo and while you're whooping their ass, you release him and he does that fucking blob jumpy thing across the screen. Fuck them up, launches him in the air, then you run up and you fucking take him out. Dude, that was awesome.
Mine was fucking Wolverine, fucking Venom, and mine was also Spider-Man because I just wanted to be Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man was a great character, but I learned him enough that I fucking could play very well with him.
Yeah.
So, like, but I still love playing that game. I miss it a lot, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to the new one because I can only imagine how much of an extensive cast is going to be in this.
Oh, they brought a new character they introduced recently. I was watching on YouTube. I can't remember that fucking dude's name, though. But he's fucking some big-ass dude. He used to carry a pipe around. It was like Final Fight or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, Final Fight. I remember that. Yeah, he was the mayor of the city, and one of the weapons you pick up
was a big-ass fucking dude, and like when he fought his ass, he had a pipe when he'd come and fucking whoop your ass with. Like,
in Final Fight, you played as a guy like that.
Okay, no. That's not Final Fight, then. It's a fucking badass game. It's an old-school fucking Capcom game. And they're really slow-moving guys, but, like, they brought his ass in that game, and they use the same moves. They don't give him fancy-ass fucking crazy moves like they do in the games. Like, they gave him his regular moves in that game.
Huh.
I can't remember the fucking game.
Not sure off the top of my head.
You can nerd my ass and flame my ass. I don't care. I fucking... God damn, I can't remember the game.
Oh, here's an old game title for you. See if you remember it. River City Ransom.
Why is that? It clicks a fucking memory, but nothing.
It's like some just flat out side scroll street brawl game. I liked that game. It was a pain in the ass.
I remember fucking one of the, like, at the place where we live, there used to be an arcade back in the day. Like, pretty much around the area where the fucking, probably where the, next to the video store, where the gun store is now. Yeah, we leave by a gun store. Our liquor store has a gun store right next to it.
Yeah, that's...
Used to be an arcade. Well, actually, where the bar is now, that was one of it, too.
Uh-huh.
The bar might be the okay, where we live, where that barbershop is, that was the original video store.
Okay, yeah, I know that.
Right next to that was an arcade called Wordy's Arcade. So I had arcade games and a pool table, and like my brother used to work there, that's why. And they used to have fucking badass games, dude. They had the Simpsons pinball game.
Yeah.
Pinball. You ever played Pinbot?
Pinbot now.
Now you can play Pinbot. Oh, my Pinbot was a badass game. And they made a sequel to that called Bride of Pinbot, which they released in Sega later.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to love playing those fucking games, dude.
I remember as a kid when I lived in Oregon.
Or Baseball 2001. Oh, it was you versus fucking robots and shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, just like they have another one. It's called, I think it was a Nintendo game. It was called Robot Wars, which was a baseball game, and all the characters were robots. I loved that
Skate
game.
Skate or Die. I played that
shit. One and two.
Skate or Die. I
didn't care for Ski or Die, but Skate or Die was a shit. Well, no, I remember as a kid, I lived in Oregon. We had an arcade there.
History of fucking Steve.
That's right. I had an arcade there.
It's called Soda Pop. How do you do that, dude? Now, why is pop a word in everyday language? You want some pop? Like, oh, we had a buddy named Greg.
He
had the Oregon fucking accent and shit like that. Because you could hear it in it, and it would sound gay. Just that's how we knew the organ came out of him.
He's
like,
an Oregonian. No, in fact, when I
want some pop, is like,
when
what?
when I lived in Oregon, I was a kid with the accent. I wasn't from there, but no, I lived there for a while. We had an arcade there. It was the coolest arcade because the games itself were free. All you did was pay a cover charge to get in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's how I beat.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's how I beat the Simpsons arcade game.
It costs you a lot of money to pay the Simpsons arcade. Yeah. You dump at least $20 to play with it. And that's if someone came to help you.
Yeah. No, that's how I beat that fucking game.
And if you didn't get
it to be... it was unlimited. It was all free. It was a cover charge that you just paid.
That's fucking cool.
It was only a few, like a handful of games that you had to put quarters in. And that was mostly for like the whole fucking get ticking things or, you know, other games. Did you know there was an arcade shooter game featuring Aerosmith?
Yeah, I used to play that game all the time, dude.
That's how I beat that game.
I used to play that. My parents go to Vegas all the time, and they take me after I was really young, but like they take me because like
what the fuck was the name of that game?
It was called. I had it for Sega.
Yeah,
it was called. Fuck. It's part of a name. Okay, I'll continue the conversation. You dwell on that. I'm gonna keep going.
I love that game.
Revolutionary X, that's what it was called.
Yep, there it was.
Revolutionary X, and you shot CDs to a gun.
Well, no, yeah, you could do that.
You have a gun, but it would shoot only CDs.
Well, there'd be other parts where you'd see a random CD falling or floating.
And you shot that, and you got better fucking, yeah.
Yeah, and the whole premise of it was that some uber bitch who took over the world banned rock and roll and, you know, took all the hot chicks and imprisoned them, turned into mutants, so you're saving the chicks and the music. it was the whole soundtrack Aerosmith music, yeah, but it had Aerosmith in it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
I remember that song. No, when you beat a fucking level, they do that shit, dude.
Yeah, no, or they'd talk to you, or before every level, it's like a video clip, and Steven Tyler would be there at the band talking.
Oh my god.
Dude, that
game was their sellout point.
Awesome. Dude, that game was fucking awesome.
No, my parents should take me to Vegas, and they just give me a shitload of money. It's like, we're going to casino, we're going to horse races, here's my money, go next door. So I would be in arcades in Vegas, because they had, like, one of the casinos they always stayed at, next to where they stayed at, had a huge ass arcade, so we just fucking party and fucking play arcade games. And that's how I beat fucking Circus, that was one of them too. I beat there, I beat the Riviera, because they had arcades. Both of those places had fucking huge ass arcades and rides.
Yeah. But
beat Revolutionary X, fucking beat Terminator. Terminator was fucking badass to play.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day, the shooter.
I eventually had that for Sega also.
It had the built-in fucking machine guns, everything. I'd beat that too.
And like once I played it for Sega and went back to play an arcade because I knew everything in that game, I knew how to fucking get everything.
That game was fucking hard.
And you're fucking shooting them. You're like, no, don't shoot me.
You know, it was one of the hardest shooter games for Nintendo. Yes, Nintendo had shooter games.
With the gun, though?
Well, that's the thing. You didn't use the gun. You used the controller, and it's one of those where your controller moved the cursor around to do that shit. It was that type of shooter. And
can I use a power glove for that, too?
Yeah. Huh?
I love the power glove. It's so rad.
Freddy glove. Now you're playing with power. So, Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, that dude what Lucas.
Was that, seven?
No, that dude Lucas from fucking The Wizard. It's like, I love the power glove. It's so bad.
Yeah. And actually, it was really horrible.
They made one game. That was the first, like, pretty much they actually revolutionized, because that was later became the Wii controller, because they used that where you can actually, it read what you did. If you looked at that fist part with a little sensor on it, like, they only made two games for it, but
yeah,
that,
see, only so much. Because the other thing is, the Power Glove also had the built-on controller, but you couldn't use a controller.
You could not fucking use that. Was bullshit. Yeah, that was just bullshit. But
yeah,
like,
and it sucked.
But that later, it pretty much became the Wii.
It was
a motion controller.
Yeah, it was the first
for
step
something
to
that
it
wasn't made for that time though.
Oh yeah, it was way before its time. The Power Glove bombed, but
or the little robot.
Huh?
The little robot they got. Remember the robot?
No.
They used that, like, if you actually seen pictures of the whole Nintendo system, if you had everything possible,
uh-huh,
you'd have the power pad, and you have the power glove.
Oh, the power,
and you had the gun.
The power
and you
pad, its sole purpose for track and field.
It was the only thing they had it for.
Track and field.
That's worth a lot of money if you actually have that and the pad, the yeah, game and the pad.
And the problem with track and field, though, is it responded poorly to the power pad. You try doing the fucking long jump on a power pad.
That later became Dance Dance Revolution.
No, but seriously, you try doing the long jump on a power pad. Well, no, the fucking hardest game I ever found on Nintendo as a type of shooter, but you use the the controller to move the cursor to shoot, was The Punisher.
I remember The Punisher game, but I remember using it as a shooter.
Yeah, it was a shooter, but like I said, you had to use your cursor to move around, shoot the bad guys, pick up the items, hit the button to shoot. It's gone.
No, I want to know if it's still recording.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
it worried me that the screen went blank. I want to know if it's actually still recording. Okay.
Yeah. That was one of the hardest fucking shooter games ever. And it was based off the whole Dolph Lundgren movie of The Punisher. And that game was a bitch.
The 1991 that no one's ever seen?
I saw it. I liked it. It was decent.
Hey.
Fuck you. It was decent.
Or he'll break you if it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was nothing like the fucking 2002 one. That one was awesome.
Speaking of game movies, we should make Street Fighter.
Remake Street Fighter?
And still include Jean-Claude Van Damme just for fucking posterity. Just keep him in there again.
I don't know. That thing was like so... Okay, the conversation we had earlier about, studios taking comic
what
book
conversation
characters...
earlier? I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, the conversation
no
we had...
No one we'd talk about.
The conversation we had last episode...
Off mic? Or this episode?
No, last episode on mic.
This isn't a new episode. What are you talking about? This is our first episode.
Fuck you, dumbass. About studios taking comic book things and changing them. They did the same thing with Street Fighter, which really irritated me, such as the fact that they made Balrog a good guy. Balrog was a bad guy. They made DJ a bad guy. He was a good guy. He didn't even fight in that movie. That fucker was, the character of DJ was a fucking Capoeira master. So they did nothing with that.
Don't use this information to revive his nerd card from earlier.
Yeah. The fact that, Jean-Claude Van Damme's guile was horrible. They totally jacked around Blanca. Yeah, Blanca. Him and E. Honda, the cheapest characters to ever play. All you had to do was mash that one button and they'd fucking do their power. Electricity or the fucking 100 hand slap. The only saving graces in that movie were two things. One, Raul Julia as Bison. Granted, they didn't make Bison as evil as he should have been. But I think Raul Julia did the role pretty well. I liked his version of Bison.
They revamped this movie. Can you bring him back?
He's dead.
If you revamp the movie, he's dead in real life.
Yes.
Can we CGI him like we do with other movies? Like,
how would you get the voice and all that?
Just
do the
get
lines
it from other movies. Like the way fucking... like. Did you know that the way
South Park did Chef on that final episode?
Exactly.
That was so...
You know what fucking... I'm too drunk to remember his own fucking name. I had the name Lucas, but I didn't have any fucking part for that.
Uh-huh.
He is buying the rights, the physical rights of people to make a CGI movie with other people. He's buying the rights to the likeness of other people, dead people, to use them in a movie.
That makes sense. I mean, they've done it for other things.
So, yeah, you can pretty much do what you did in fucking Tron and just put him in a movie.
Tron?
Well, they took the fucking... that dude's fucking face, made him younger.
He's still alive, though.
Yeah, but they made him younger, which is pretty much what they want to do.
Yeah, well,
and that, buy his rights and fucking.
Well, that's how they put.
Just add in chef voices like that.
That's how they put Arnold Schwarzenegger in to Terminator Salvation. For all of a few minutes, they use the likeness of the original Terminator movie.
They use him.
Yeah,
I thought they just got him. Well, it,
no,
was he in the movie? Like, or they just CGI'd him in? Like,
they CGI'd him in.
The voice and all?
He didn't talk.
They took an old-ass voice?
They didn't use his voice.
Oh, they just made a face.
Not a face. His actual physical body. From the original Terminator movie.
And rising up out of naked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God.
I
actually have yet to see that.
It's not bad. It's actually
it's not weird. Anything about being bad. It's just like, I just
it's,
never...
It's better than Terminator
I was
kind of
waiting... To see it,
it's better than Terminator 3.
On fucking things, but I think only HBO have it. I don't have HBO.
I liked it actually. I thought it was pretty good.
Yes, I haven't seen it. Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, Street Fighter. Raul Julia died shortly before. Are shortly after making Street Fighter, like I said, the only two saving graces for that movie, aside from that, was the British chick who played Cammy. Hello, especially when she got in that fucking Cammy outfit. Yeah, she was hot. Anyways, you know what else would be a good fighting game to remake as a movie?
Again, with this fucking trying to make games and movies that
you're the one who brought it up with Street Fighter.
No, we weren't talking about that. You brought up Street Fighter.
No, you did.
And you brought up the whole history and how much you like shit that no one's ever seen since 1980.
You brought up Street
Fighter.
And people
who are relevant to us are now 30 and don't fucking listen to podcasts. Or 40, okay, and listen to podcasts.
That's coming from a guy who's 2 years away from being 30. Fuck you.
You know my age, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, you're 2 years older than me. I remember when first met. I thought you were
He's like nerdier and gayer than me.
Yeah, I thought you were older than that. I thought you were in your 30s.
Wow, dude. I look younger than you, too.
Yeah, that's the fucking thing about it.
I look good when I'm 30. But I somehow look 30.
No, I thought you were. Mostly because of She Who Will Not Be Named.
Let's refer to her as that as now. From now on, even I'll edit as her name. I'll edit her name later, but fucking yeah, we'll just refer to her as
she who
would
not
be named.
Okay, Scott.
We'll call her Envy.
Ooh, we don't use.
We'll call her Nat. We'll call her Nat.
We're gonna say, ooh, we don't use the Envy word around here.
We'll call her Nat.
Fuck you, Julie.
Minus the fucking depression and shit like that.
Thank you,
Julie.
Yeah.
You'll be Julie from now on.
Why? I don't have issues.
I like that character in that shit, dude. Like, I like her lines with him and that. It's like,
oh, Julie,
you're too
yeah.
busy babysitting.
Yeah.
Thank
what,
you,
you,
Julie.
Busy babysitting? Yeah. I love the one short, Julie. Has issues. Didn't you guys break up?
Thank you, Julie. Yeah. Still as best as the coffee scene. As the coffee scene with her is the most best thing of that.
He goes after talking to his sister. How she got out of the store without him passing it, I don't know. That was great. You know, it's funny because not only do they show Julie working at all these different places, but every time they show the sister when he calls her and she's working, she's at a different place too.
No, she's actually still there. She's in the coffee shop.
No, because the first one time you see her, she's at like a bowling alley. The other one, she's in
Well, that's different, but the first time, the reason why they did that scene... Because I have listened to commentary.
Yeah.
They had to redo that because the joke saying, "Did you have a job to do?" Meaning she's at work. And they do that shit in the background. She's supposed to be at work.
Yeah.
Saying, "I have to mass text about it."
No, because that's the second one. The first time when he talks to her about the whole 17-year-old.
There's no reference of where she's at all.
No, but that one's more, it seems like a bowling alley, the outfit, everything.
She might have been there.
The second time, it seems more like a convenience store.
No,
she's
at the coffee shop. It's supposed to be she's at the coffee shop. The only reason why they did that is because that joke will work.
Because I know in the deleted scene, she was supposed to be on a bus.
Yeah, and because in the book, she's drinking a juice box. On the bus, but the only reason why they did that is because it doesn't make sense why you have a job to do.
Yeah.
They're trying to make it still true to the book, but it's like, well, this joke doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it just seemed like with her, every one of her jobs were different as well.
No, she only has one job. And that, supposedly, if you read the listen to the commentary, the actual sister's in there.
I haven't got to that point yet.
Well, she's in the actual real sister, the creator's sister, who is based off Stacey Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Is in that scene.
Really?
For like a brief minute.
I didn't know.
But everyone they actually, when I listen to commentary, everyone they reference, like, there he is. It's so brief or so, like, blurry in the back of the fucking, back of the scene.
Uh-huh.
You don't fucking know it's them. Like, the creator is in the fucking, one of the scenes, during, I think, at the Rocket, I think. He might be at the Rocket.
At the Rocket?
No, he's not at the Rocket. He's at the, whatever the, what the show where fucking, where Clash plays.
That's the Rocket.
That's not the Rocket. The Rocket is where the band, where the Battle of the Bands plays.
With Clash and the Boy, or the, Crash and the Boys.
Yeah, I'm saying Clash, a Demon Head.
Oh, the Clash of Demon Head. Okay, that's not the Rocket. Yeah, that's at, it's like Tony's or something. It's a real off-the-wall name.
Yeah, but that's where he's in there. After fucking, I guess the scene where Ramona and Nye's walk out of the bathroom together.
Uh-huh.
At the same time. I guess somewhere in that scene.
What the hell?
When they walk out together, at some point in that scene, the original creator, Brian Lee.
It's not so much they walk out together as Ramona walks out and Knives kind of follows her.
Yeah, exactly. And does that same fucking hair thing at the same time because she's all into it. It's like,
hey, Ramona. What the hell? And then they cut to Scott. What the hell?
It's funny, in the commentary they say, like, that actually
Young Neil, oh my fucking God, you were so hot.
At Comic-Con, they said that actually kind of happened. There's some weird part in Comic-Con where, like, they walk out together, they go to the bathroom together, and notice each other in the mirror, and then they walk out together in the same order.
That's funny.
And someone actually notices and shit like that.
That is funny.
Eventually,
I'm going to have to get this DVD from you again so I can actually watch the commentaries. It's just hard to do when you got all the kids around and a wife who doesn't do that shit. She watches the movies and doesn't do any of the extras. The lead scene's nothing.
I've always done that shit on my own. Like, I don't really care to bother people with that.
No, I always did, too. I love watching deleted scenes. I'll watch a movie with commentary, this and that. But it's hard to do, and, you know, number one, it's hard enough to get your wife to fucking watch it with you to begin with. And then, two, to be able to do that with all this other shit that she's just
I do that when everyone else is asleep. I don't, because it's like, you know, I'm still awake. I'll watch it, and, like, that's, I'm interested in it, and, like, I'll fucking continue watching it.
Well, for the most part, her and I keep the same hours, so, you know, it becomes a little difficult. And that's why, like, I've yet to actually watch my fucking Family Guy It's a Trap with the commentaries. I think the only time I ever got her to sit down and watch anything with commentaries is when we watched the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and I decided to put it on with commentary again. And she stayed for all of like 30, 40 minutes, and then afterwards she got up, so I was like,
who's the commentator in that? It's not everybody, though.
No, I think Richard Bryan, the guy who does Riff Raff, and the actual creator and writer of the Rocky Horror.
I'm just asking because, like, it's so old. Like, who did you actually grab for that?
No, because they didn't do the commentary until they did, like, the some-odd anniversary special edition.
Yeah, but, like,
both
you
the American and UK version.
You can't get everyone.
No, they only got... they only have two people. It's Richard Bryan, who does Riff Raff, and I forgot her name, the chick who does Magenta. And
they weren't doing nothing, huh?
Huh?
They weren't doing anything.
Well, it's not so much that they weren't doing anything, as well as Richard Bryan's a creator and writer and all that. And then the chick who does Magenta, she had her hand in most of all of it, too. They are the main two original cast from both the stage production and then transferred to film, aside from Little Nell, but with everything she had going on, too. Because the Rocky Horror Picture Show, before it was a picture show, it was just a Rocky Horror Show, and it was a stage production.
Oh.
Yeah. You didn't know?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't follow, like, I know people are all into it. I know it became this big-ass thing at midnight, but I didn't really, I was in my time, so I don't care.
Yeah. No, I love, like, the, I, know I people, love the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but,
I watched it. I was good. Like, people are into it. Like, you know, I've seen it, too. Yeah.
Like, Tim Curry was not part of the original cast. He didn't come on until they did the movie. and it just happened that he fit perfectly.
He did.
Actually. And
it's creepy. Have you seen The Criminal Minds with him?
Yes.
That man, that fool is so fucking creepy, dude. That two-parter really fucking season finale age. And his fucking season fucking premiere.
It really showed his age, too.
Yeah. But like, he looked fucking like, I don't want to see that dude fucking next to my kid at all.
They made him fucked up with the eyes and everything. And
the fucking, they have yellow teeth, like, hey. Mm-hmm. I don't normally like kids, but, you know, like, oh my God.
And you knew the black guy in that show, he just wanted nothing more than to just kill him.
And think about...
He just wanted to kill him.
Think about Criminal Minds, that black guy always gets captured.
Yeah.
You watch the series... He's always that guy who fucking runs in guns ho and gets his ass fucking caught by the fucking unsub.
Well, that's because he's the Daphne of the Scooby Gang.
It's fucking so played out, though. Like, even that one, like...
He's the Daphne of the Scooby Gang.
He pretty much is, dude. Like, my parents started watching it, because I started watching it.
Yeah, no, it's a good show.
I kind of mentioned to my parents, like, hey, this is a good-ass show. Yeah, you guys like watching criminal shows, you know, because all people like not watching criminal shows now.
Yeah, I know.
And be like, fucking... Like, check out the show. They started watching it, and one day I was watching Criminal Minds, some channel that fucking replays all the old episodes.
WCG or
something?
Yeah, like
some weird ass fucking channel that plays them all night.
WGN, like, whatever it is.
No, not WGN. It's the fucking some weird ass channel that plays them after the news, they play them.
Yeah, it's Channel 8.
I don't know. I have different channels than you, so I don't
but,
know.
But, no, I think...
I told him, like, didn't you notice...
Another one shows it, too.
But I pointed out, like, don't you notice the black guy always gets fucking, like, caught or kidnapped by the fucking unsub? Like, every time?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, he does. Yeah. This guy's always caught or kidnapped, and he's the one who's fucking, like, we're gonna get you, but as he's tied up.
if I remember, the Rocky Horror Picture Show was Tim Curry's first film. In which, I didn't know this, before he went into film, he was also a stage actor, doing other things. That was his first film, and it worked out great, because he also knew, even though it was his first film, he naturally knew how to play for the camera. It was also, if I remember right from what I understand, from what I've picked up from it, it was the first film that Susan Sarandon did,
mm-hmm.
and that Barry Bostwick did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That pissed him. You can pause or whatever.
Actually, I'm about ready to finish this drink and
call
tonight. It's just got to be almost 5.
Yeah, probably.